right, before we move into the next song, I want to make sure we don't run out of time. So I want to talk about options for rehearsals moving forward once things get darker and cooler. So I sent out in an email yesterday, and hopefully you all saw that and had a chance to maybe digest that a little bit. Was there anything in what I sent out that was unclear or you had questions about in moving our rehearsals indoors? Anyone have questions about any of that? Anyone not read it that needs a quick refresher? Anybody? Okay. That's okay. Basically what you do for Grand View Choir, for the chorus.
Yeah.
Just replicating that. We are thinking about using four spaces inside the building, four different smaller spaces. We'd start off with sectionals. Mm-hmm. We'd do warm-ups, look over the music that we'd be working on. Then we'd come together, and I'm trying, and I think it's available, according to Dr. Duffy, but we'd use the band room rather than the chorus room, just because it's a little bit larger, and we can spread out a little bit better. We would actually then all come together in that space and do a joint rehearsal with everyone for maybe 30 to 45 minutes, because that's what they say. You should sort of limit yourself in larger groups, all wearing masks the whole time, even though we're indoors. They have hand sanitizer in throughout the building that we would have access to and can keep moved up. What was that?
We do have wet wipes as well.
Yep.
If you guys want to wipe down the tables.
Perfect.
So
what I want to know is, and I need you to be honest, and if you don't feel comfortable holding your hand up or speaking in front of the group, want to talk to me one-on-one later, that's okay too. But anyone opposed to that idea, being inside and kind of following that sort of a rehearsal plan? And like I said, if you're uncomfortable holding your hand up, I don't want you to feel that way. Okay, thank you for being honest, sir. Appreciate it.
I'd like to experience it first time and have a better sense of what we're talking about. I think we can get a better sense of it.
What we're trying to do is limit the number of people and also the amount of time that we're in one room all breathing the same sort of air. So we're kind of following the guidelines that Grand View University has in place, but I'm trying to figure out if that will be an option for us. So, again, if you have concerns or things, come and talk to me. We're going to try to remain outdoors for as long as we can, but we never know when the weather is going to decide to turn cold and all that. Yes, Mike?
Dr. Duffy have any reservations about us being in there at all?
No, I mean, she says this is what they're doing with, you know, their classes and ensembles.
That's what we're doing with choir as well.
So I'm trying to follow what the university is kind of doing and the way they're approaching it. We have probably, I'm hoping, maybe through this month at least before things get too dark and too cold. So we'll stay here for as long as we can. But I just want trying to think ahead so that we have a plan and just kind of gauge our comfort level. So if you come up with questions or concerns in the next, you know, week or two, send them my way via email, give me a call, send me a text, whatever. That way we can try to keep an informed approach and make sure that we're being safe, but also doing what we can to keep moving forward.
Yeah.
Okay? So, that's that. Yes, question, Gary?
Just a comment. It's a whole week away, but the forecast is the next Monday to be rainy.
Yep.
Are we going to play an option to try it out if it's rainy that we can't be out here or something
if,
like that?
If there's not a lot, I mean, I didn't see a lot of pushback right now about people being necessarily concerned. And, you know, some people want to give it a shot. So, yeah, I mean, if the weather is bad, we can always have that be our sort of backup plan. We also have, you know, the Zoom stuff that we could resort back to if we needed to. But I find that this far out, you never know what the weather's going to be.
That's right.
So as we get a little bit closer, we'll keep an eye on that and we'll figure out what we need to do.
That was the same forecast in the Farmer's Almanac in 2017. So you just can't too much.
But yes, it could be an option, Gary, that we could move inside if things are looking cloudy or rainy or whatever.
Do you have a time frame that you might shoot for when you change plans?
I'd like to kind of, now that we're moving 6:30 just because of the daylight hours, I mean, do we find that to be better so that we can get home early, or do we prefer a 7 o'clock start time? Do we have I mean, I'm open to whatever. Need miner's lights or something.
Well,
we did headlamps.
Singing by moonlight.
Yeah, but when we move inside.
Oh, no, hell no.
Do we prefer a 6:30 start time or a 7? Does it even matter? Does anyone have a strong preference? 6:30. I like starting 6:30 and being done earlier. Okay, I like 7 o'clock. Okay, and I don't really care. Okay, perfect. All right, when we go inside, we'll probably revert back to 7, because it seems like that is probably what is most convenient for everybody. And again, just because of trying to limit the amount of time we're all together and breathing air, we're looking at, you know, an hour to an hour and a half, still sort of limiting our time. So we'll do about 30-minute sectional, a little bit of time to kind of move around, and then maybe, you know, another 30 to 45 minutes of joint rehearsal time all together as a group. That's kind of what I'm shooting for. So if you have other thoughts or ideas, please let me know. Cool. Yeah. We're still working. We have a weekly Zoom meeting with the Christmas planning committee. We've been meeting, 3 weeks? We've got a fourth one coming up this Wednesday. We're just talking about options. We think it's going to be a virtual concert, not a live presentation. Right now, the plan is that we would pre-record our ensembles and quartets singing the music, and then we would edit it together in a nice, professional, slick video presentation that people could make a donation to have access to in lieu of, like, ticket sales and things, because we don't think that a live audience is probably going to be the best option, and people would probably be hesitant to do that. So that's kind of where we are at the moment. We're trying to get pricing and quotes from different videographers and companies that do that type of stuff. Right now, a lot of what we're getting is a lot higher than what we're probably able to afford and pay, so we're kind of finding some other options at the moment. But we'll find a way to get this done. Yes,
Have you still talked to Dr. Duffy about that?
Have not yet, no.
I can try to talk to Dr. Duffy if you want me to.
We've got a number of people on the committee that's kind of working on it, so we'll hold off on that, but if we need to go there, then we'll do that.
Yeah.
But thanks. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear.
But do we have a location where we're recording?
Not yet.
Okay.
We think it's probably going to be at the Franklin. That's where we did the Harmony for the Homeless concert. We already had that space reserved for the actual Christmas show, and they've now given us some dates in November that we could come in and make the recording there. So we're thinking that that's probably where we're going to go.
Yeah, okay.